much.
They never got me down.
Heat my shorts.
Your brain has the shell on it.
My love for you is like a truck bouncer.
Sit down calmly. Take a stress pill and think things over.
I want math and a burrito.
Down to watch.
Welcome back to Down to Watch.
Welcome back.
So I was curious. Oh, sorry. My name's Dan.
My name's Raul.
I just want to make sure everybody knows who we are.
Both of us.
And that I was curious what Benioff and Weiss were doing after Game of Thrones.
Oof. Sure. You don't want to put that curiosity away, buddy?
Wait, why? Uh-oh. No. Wait,
what were they doing? They were failing at getting a show off the ground. Several shows. But the first one that they failed to get off the ground was Confederate.
Is that right?
You don't remember that?
No, I don't. Not really. No.
They tried to make a show about what if the Confederacy never lost the Civil War and there was still slavery today, and people were like, "No." What?
Yeah, like an alternate history, but completely not interesting. Like, yeah.
Also, like, could you imagine doing trying to get away with showing modern day like slavery?
Right. Yeah, it says
yikes.
Here.
Yikes, guys. Yikes.
Planned American alternate history drama. The series.
They didn't cancel that until like 2020. It was just on hold for a long time.
Yeah. Or it says here, okay, so like the Civil War ended in a stalemate. So then everything just continues as is, leading to a third Civil War at some point or something. So,
hey, speaking of which, have you heard that Alex Garland's Civil War is actually halfway decent?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm okay. Well, just to remind those that even remember this, but I'm a huge Alex Garland fan. And
sure,
so,
I like Alex Garland.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a little weird for a Brit to be taking on this very American subject matter.
For sure, on the surface, just going by the trailer and not knowing a ton, but kind of trusting that he's going to bring something to it. Even though he does a lot of like sci-fi, and I guess this is like a dystopian future idea, but still.
Yeah, it does kind of, it fits.
Kind of, yeah, but
it is like 5 minutes into the future too. Is it like just in the near future?
It sounds like, well, it might be a little more than that, but maybe where our past events are different before now and it takes place now or something like that. I don't know.
That makes sense. I get you.
Yeah, but it does seem like just like a slice of our kind of life in that there's no like flying cars and crazy.
Also, like the stuff that we've seen recently that involves alternate history America is all like dystopian stuff, like Handmaid's Tale and Men in the High Castle. These are older books, of course. This concept of the world going this way has always existed, but more recently they've become popular TV shows.
Yeah. For sure. Yep. So I was curious. Is there any other Benioff and Weiss stuff that you remember?
There was. There was other stuff that they tried to make, isn't there? Do you have that in front of you?
No, I didn't even, because I just like, I guess I did hear little stirrings like here and there over the years. Because I mean, it's been, Game of Thrones was what, 2017 maybe that it ended?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. 6 years.
Sounds
about
right.
6-7 years. And those guys had such steam behind them coming off the show.
So. Yeah. The things that they failed to get off the ground. I know that he was supposed to make a Star Wars, and there was a change.org petition to get them away from Star Wars. They also had, Benioff, I believe, had written Peter Jackson's Halo movie that never got made.
Peter Jackson Halo movie. Oh, really? Oh,
he's going to make there's the Halo TV show now.
And
it's
not,
I don't like it. I don't like it a lot.
You saw the second season? Side note, real quick, nothing, right? Second season, no.
No, yeah, it's coming out.
Oh, you
people like
it? No, it's out.
It has.
You haven't seen it.
Oh, it is out. No, I didn't watch it.
Okay,
my brother seems to be hate watching it.
Yep.
The fan base, it's very far off of the source material. So I would have loved to see a Benioff written, what did I say? Peter Jackson helmed Halo movie that was true to the source material. Would have been fun.
Right, for sure. Cool.
So yeah, they had a bunch of things and they didn't get any of it off the ground. And then finally they've got, and what they did finally get off the ground is a huge property.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, it's not like it's not like they were dead in the water. They were just having trouble getting something after Game of Thrones, especially because of how Game of Thrones ended, entirely in their hands and in the viewers' eyes, poorly.
Yeah, and it's actually 2019 that Game of Thrones ended, so it's been 5 years still. But that happens too, I feel like, with guys that have the bar raised for them because of their success, that they are going to really try and take their time too, in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. And they probably, like you said, like that Confederate show, who knows if they were developing that for like a year, 2 years, 5 years.
No, they were developing that for a while. Yeah.
Oh, backburnered.
I'll tell you in a second for sure. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought something that they had on the books for a minute.
Yeah, like a lot of people, they got ideas for shows in
2017, they started working on that.
And it was dead in the water by like
3 years. 2020, I believe it was finally canceled.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that brings us to Three Body Problem.
This is based on the first novel of a very, very, very famous sci-fi series from China. Mm-hmm. And it's very famous in China. I have heard the statistic. I don't know if this is hearsay, but I've heard the statistic that this series counts as 30% of science fiction books sold in China.
Whoa, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting. And especially because obviously China is ruled by censorship related things. So
for and this to be a thing. If I understand correctly, this is a very, very not censored book. In fact,
oh, really? Interesting.
When I was looking into if this book was very censored or not, I got quite a few people, I don't know how many of them were truthful, but in conversation in the comments or in articles where people were in conversation, they were talking about how like China's, the way that they censor their own people's stuff is actually a lot lighter than they censor outward stuff coming in. And then on top of that, that's usually whenever they censor thing, it's very pointed. It's very like this one very specific thing is doing harm to this other very specific thing. And so we're just going to erase this thing altogether as opposed to like blanket rules, you know, like none of this goes kind of a thing.
Right. Interesting.
But like I said, might be hearsay. It was in conversations and articles.
Yeah, for sure. No, that makes sense. And who knows, too, if like they just wrote, you know how like writers, they get crafty and they'll figure out ways to go around the censors and the government.
Oh, yeah, this is one of my officials. To me, personally, greatest television show of all time with inflation or whatever is The Twilight Zone. And one of the main reasons is because they use science fiction to talk about social issues.
Oh, right.
To hide it from the censors.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
So, yeah, they do that. That does happen. You know, they hide social issues in your sci-fi all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes total sense. Okay. Tell me this from what you've heard. Because like, okay. So I think we mentioned this on the upcomings that over on Amazon, you can rent the Chinese show version of this show.
I don't know that. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, I think I brought it up because I had heard that they strategically kind of like released that on their platform before Netflix came out, just as like, I don't know if they're going to trick people, obviously.
To confuse people. The Platinum Dunes, not Platinum Dunes. Who are the guys who make the fake movies? Transmorphers?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot the name of that company. Like those guys.
Yeah. But at the same time, that was a Chinese-led show. And obviously, I heard that this Netflix show was modified in many ways to make it more worldly.
Oh, very. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then on top of it, they're coming from the same place. The Chinese government is very in control of like who has the rights to do this and how it's being expressed. And there are actually a couple of interpretations of this story. There's one version of it that's called Three Body Problem in Minecraft. That is, and it's been going on for a long time. This one guy who designs things in Minecraft was just making the whole show using characters and locations built in Minecraft. It took him forever for each episode until he made like a whole season, and then people started joining his cause. So like there's now three seasons of the Three Body Problem adaptation all told from within Minecraft to varying like quality levels.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's wild. And it's crazy. Official. It's officially sanctioned.
Wow. That's
so yeah, like both the Chinese show and the Netflix show are officially sanctioned. So they go together, you know?
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. So I got it wrong. Peacock is the one that has the rights. They call it just 3-body, 3-body, and it's 30 episodes for that version of it. So
yeah, anyway, I saw some screenshots of that. Look fine.
Yeah. I'm sure it's interesting. And I think if you find the Netflix one probably as your inroad and then you're interested in that world and exploring, obviously 30 episodes, they're going to do way more than this Netflix show for 8 episodes. I felt like the first episode was trying to cover so much ground kind of.
Really? Even the first 10 minutes felt like it was just an onslaught of stuff, man.
Yeah. When you
I wrote, there's 2 suicides in the first 12 minutes. And then the scientists are like, look at these wiggles, but they can't wiggle, but they did wiggle. You know, like, I was like, this is so much. And the Chinese Revolution scene as well.
Right, right. Yeah. And you're just trying to wrap your head around, like, what are we doing here? And we're laying a lot of track and whatever. And that's fine. But I don't know. I'm just going to start off with a critical thing and then we'll work backwards. But, yeah, this show.
You want to do overalls before we start spoiling?
Sometimes I like to just to get put the vibe out there for where I'm going to be coming from, just because I'm going to get there anyway. Okay. But and then maybe I'll work through it, or you can reason with based on how you felt about it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The vibe I got with this show is that it's got a lot of lofty ideas, obviously.
Okay,
but I feel like creatively it's not grasping my attention. As well as like I would I don't know what I was expecting. This isn't necessarily my specific type of show, I would say, too. So it's working upstream anyway for me.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm curious if I was to like stick with it, if it starts to like level off. Because some of the characters too, it's just like very kind of stale. Like the main lead hot woman character is
she's a lot more attractive than anybody else. It's very strange.
Yeah, and she's like super advanced.
Isa Gonzalez is a beautiful lady.
But it's like
it throws me that she's so much better looking than everybody else.
Yeah, it does kind of knock it down like a notch for me. That sounds very simplistic,
I'm okay with that. But that doesn't bug me. What I do see, and vibe is a really good way to describe kind of what the show gives off, more so than like a storyline to follow. It does. It's a narrative show like any other show. But the vibes that I got from it, first of all, the music, the instrumental music, and just the general vibe of the show gave me real big Lost vibes. It had a lot of that, like building up a million mysteries, you know, like just shoveling mysteries in.
Yeah.
The main advertising image, which was an eyeball with the numbers on it. And the show itself, they both give me this really strong vibe of like upgraded sci-fi original.
Right.
What channel was the Peter Jackson vampire show on? No, Guillermo del Toro. The Guillermo del Toro, the eyeball vampires, remember? The little wiggle worm gets in your eyeball. Was it FX? Was it an FX show?
Oh, that was on FX. Yeah, it was called The Strain. The Strain. Yeah.
This is kind of like what this reminds me more than the heights that the book 3-body, the 3-body problem got to, and Netflix's the way that they're delivering the show, it gives you the impression, and Weiss and Benioff being involved, give you the impression that this is this huge monumental like big swing tentpole show.
Right.
The show in action feels a little low budget, a little like made by nerds. You know?
Right. And it's lacking like a little bit of punch, I feel like.
A little polish too?
Yeah. Like it's a little flat. And so that threw me off, and I'm curious if it picks up. But looking at the IMDb early reviews, I think episode 2 was considered, it's still 8.1 out of 10, tied with the 3rd episode. The 5th episode seems to have the highest rating by far, and then things kind of drop off or kind of get very average. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah.
We talked very briefly about this before, but I felt real thrown by the first and into the second episode about where this show is like planting its feet as far as politics, science, and religion went. The three things are three very complicated things to talk about with other people. And it seemed like the show was really going to lean on the idea that it is a controversial thing sometimes to talk about, even though some people think it should be very obvious on both sides.
Right.
So I was a little concerned that it was going to just be about those problems.
Yeah.
And the side that it was going to land on. Mm-hmm. By about the end of the second episode, I was less concerned. I kind of got the impression that this is a pretty basic story, and the majority of the thoughts are going to land in the direction that I think. So I'm not that like, oh, is this some weird propaganda nonsense?
Right.
But it still worked to not like engage me as if I was very much enjoying what the show has to say. I was confused. I didn't know what the show was trying to say for the first 90 minutes, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you had similar feelings, and you actually filled out those vibes better than me too. Like, yeah, with comparing it to like a sci-fi original, or like a slightly notch above that, but
yeah, exactly. Like upgraded, like a graduated sci-fi original.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and this is not to say some of the story stuff is like interesting. And I'm curious how it's all going to fit together, because it's obviously like, so like with the VR helmet idea, things like this mixed with flashing back to 1967 China, following a, I don't know if she's a scientist, but she's some sort of technician that's like really good with.
Looks like a mathematician, maybe.
She's some kind of, because that's who gets killed at the beginning, right? It's somebody that's
Her father slash teacher. She was her father's star pupil, and I believe he was an astrophysicist, or maybe just a physicist.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So then she really knows her stuff. And then the way the second episode ends was a cool cliffhanger, I thought, you know?
Okay.
If I understood it right, and we can go in whatever order we want. I'm just throwing some things out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right off the bat.
Yeah.
I think the first episode ends with a cool cliffhanger. Because
remind me.
The visual of all the stars in the sky blinking is insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that when I was little would really scare me. Like, the concept of reality breaking, of like just, and that's kind of the thing that, one of the things that concerned me at the beginning of the show was that there's a whole section where they start saying, like, they say, I believe they follow science is broken with do you believe in God? And I was like, oh no, what is this show?
Yeah.
And then, but she makes a really good point. He says, I don't. And he says, she says, well, what does that leave you with? And I was like, that's very interesting because he uses the same idea later to say the stars were fake. And I was like, yeah, he used the same concept. Like, if you take away the things that are obviously not true, what's left?
Right.
So, yeah, the stars ending was a great ending, I thought, for the first episode.
Yeah.
But the ending of the second episode, what happens?
Okay. So the main lady, gosh, we got to look up names, communicates with aliens, I believe.
I believe so. Yeah.
She sends them a message. She gets a transmission. That's very promising. Seems to be, as she confirms on her machine that this is a signal.
She's a teenager? I did not realize she was a teenager.
No. Really?
It says as teenage Ye Winje.
You know what's funny? In the, just a side note, the peacock, I saw one image of her character in that show. That seems like a teenager. So they got that right, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they needed to be more credible in some way. And you know, or something.
Yeah, it's just because her adult and her younger version looks so much closer to each other, whereas like Jonathan Pryce looks so much older than the young guy that he's supposed to be.
Oh, I don't even know if I really realize. I got to go look for the older or the younger version of
him. The guy who kind of looked like what's his name from Severance and
Adam Scott.
Yeah, he kind of looked like a more handsome Adam Scott. You didn't see that guy?
Oh,
they go to his house. He talks to them. He's planting the trees.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I must have seen it and just not connected that right away. So she gets a transmission, sends a message to these.
Well,
beings.
What she figures out that they're not doing right. They're shooting a message into space to say hi to aliens. She realizes that if they were to use the sun as a relay point, that it would amplify their signal like so exponentially that it's impossible for humans to ever reach that much. The government doesn't let her because this government that just took over China is real crazy, and they think that the sun represents their leader. I believe it should be Chairman Mao at this time, And if you shoot a laser at the sun, it's like shooting something at the chairman or whatever.
I don't know. That was a crazy... I was trying to make sense of why we're not progressing.
Oh, I got it. It's just crazy.
I overthought it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a simple concept, but you're like, okay, cool.
Well, because that's the same. Those guys still got this far with the science. You know, like so. Like you're telling me you know enough science to get this far, but you don't want to shoot stuff at the sun because you think it's your buddy.
Right. Yeah. It's. I thought they were worried about like their ideas getting out there, but that's the whole point. I think is to get those out there.
So. She does. She does it whether they like it or not. I couldn't tell if the other dude was in it with her or not until he catches the fly. And then I thought, oh, he has no idea. He doesn't know what the hell's happening.
She's doing it on the sly. You could tell she's trying to sneak around a little bit.
And then she gets an answer.
Does she? Wait. Oh, okay. So I was confused. Like her message. Okay. It was my understanding that she sent a message that says, I will help you conquer our world.
No. Not the first. That's not the first message.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Remind me what the first.
The first message is the regular message that they're working on. Sending like information to space to see if anybody responds.
Yeah.
She specifically says it's going to take a while to get a response. Like we're not going to get a response right away. It might take days, weeks, months, something like that. So she doesn't get a response right away. When she does get a response, then she says the thing she says, but she gets the response first. How would she say the thing she said unless she got the response first telling her to respond?
Right. Or yeah. That's why I was trying to make sense of those images. Like I rewound it a few times because I was just like trying.
No. Yes. Yeah, okay. When the message comes in.
Yeah.
That's a response to the general message they've been shooting out into space.
Oh, got you. Okay.
And they tell him what? They tell her what?
I don't... remind me. I wrote down the last line.
I believe they say it twice to start. Do not respond. Do not respond.
Oh.
Man, that was scary. When that's the phrase that came back from space...
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God. And I believe it said something to the extent of, do not respond, do not respond. I am a pacifist on my planet. If someone else had gotten this message, we would go over there and conquer you. We are a violent species. Uh-huh. Then she answers.
We need help, right, or something.
We cannot save ourselves.
Yeah.
If you come here, I will help you conquer.
Right.
We cannot save ourselves.
Yeah.
To which I wrote down with many exclamation marks, WTF, conquer does not mean save, you, hold on, you dumb shit. I think that's pretty clear.
Right.
Conquer and save are very different.
No, I think she knows that. If I had to guess, like I think she's like purposely sabotaging because she just hates everything right now. And she's doing, you know what I'm saying? I think she does not trust her government. She doesn't want any part of it.
No, that I get. Yeah. That I understand. Okay. But she's not that, but that's like saying here is a nuclear button.
Uh-huh.
If you're mad at your life, blow up the world. Right. And she's like, yeah, that's better for Earth.
Right.
No. What?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
No, that part I was out on. That's not the same thing.
Yeah. And I think she might get that. That's the only thing I can reason with is that she's just as like completely shut out from, and her dad got killed, her whole life, whatever, considering that. It's like, just blow it all up idea.
And the dude that she liked, that she hooked up with, turned her in. And the guy that she worked with took his ideas as her own, even though he got in trouble for him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So. Oh, no, I understand that she hates the world, but I was under the because she uses the word save. We cannot save ourselves. She intends for what comes to be salvation. How in the world do you see the word conquer and hear salvation? That I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like a kowtowing, I think, to them, like a way to like get them to know that like we need help and we're okay being conquered because that's the only way we can be saved.
But look, even in the way you're explaining it, you use the word help.
Yeah.
That they didn't offer help. What? Right.
Like, why are you asking somebody to do something?
Yeah, they offered you oranges. Why are you asking them for burritos? Right. They don't have burritos. They got conquer. They don't got help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
I don't understand that part. That part of the story really bugged me. That I was like, because later on, she is a character. She's an adult character.
Grandmother. Later on,
her husband.
Yeah.
She, Oh yes, she's the mother of the woman who jumped off the. That was a really startling scene.
I
did not enjoy that.
Oh, right. She's the mother of that lady
who dives into the.
Not the other Asian lady who came over, who then uses the VR helmet.
Colleague of the lady who died.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So there is something about this show that it bothered me throughout. We're gonna go ahead and take a big right turn here.
Okay.
This show kept doing throughout two episodes at least five, maybe six times. I said in my head, and I started to write the note down. Uh-huh. This doesn't make sense that this character is doing this thing, and then in the next scene, the character addresses the fact that it doesn't make sense what they're doing, and I'm like, God. That doesn't fix it.
Yeah, right.
The fact that you're making the character aware that they're being a weirdo doesn't fix it.
Right. And like, I guarantee and was, if that was in the really book, good. There was a better way of explaining it that they
I
didn't
hope so.
Figure
I really
out.
Hope
you know
so.
What I'm saying? Yeah. Or they just it's bad writing. Otherwise, it's just, it's just bad writing.
That's what I kind of felt. Because I'll give you the first
Tell me
example.
Example. Yeah, yeah.
The video game. Like, the level of realism in this video game, no scientist in the world would put that helmet on and be like, wow, it's a really advanced game. They would be like, this is alien magic. This is some weird science.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's insane.
Well, especially to... Sorry, just to add, like, so you know somebody that killed themselves, a friend killed themselves
wearing
this helmet. So then you're going to have fun going in this helmet and just
the
like
mom
really
just told you she was obsessed with this before she killed herself.
Yeah. So that's just like that's yeah. That
and then Samuel Tarly. What's his name?
Yeah. Tarly. Yes. I like this guy. I don't remember his name.
He puts it on.
Yeah.
He does a little bit. He comes out and he says exactly what I was thinking. This is insane science fiction. This should not exist.
Right.
There's no, this is 150 years ahead of our technology.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
that was
like,
interesting.
Oh,
I was like,
so now, so the show is addressing my my concerns. They just made one character seem like a lunatic first before they were like, no, they're aware.
Yeah. But then he wants to go in there too. And he's doing, and then he, right. So it's just like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah,
I'm curious. So that helmet is definitely like alien wear, right? Yeah, that's what it seems like.
It's I have to imagine that this is going to be wrong. Big guess, but wrong. I got to make guesses.
Yes.
The alien planet, the planet that they're going to, is an alien planet. They're not playing a video game. They're traveling.
Interesting. Okay.
They're existing on another world that needs their help.
Okay. Okay. And they say that about the guy with the cancer. They say something about how you can go to another reality or something. Or not reality. There's a different phrase they use. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Don't remember that part. When they're sitting, are they sitting on the bench?
Yeah, before that scene when he's getting diagnosed and he's being told by a guy who presumably is a scientist, though, that believes in or knows about some other way to like change your consciousness into another body or something.
I missed that part, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was like seemed parallel with maybe some of the video game-ish things. Like if he goes
Makes
in there,
sense.
Maybe
he like
go
maybe
live
he's going to go stay in there.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Lawnmower
Samuel Tarly.
Yeah.
Is it Samuel Tarly? Am I getting that
Samwell.
Right? Samwell.
Samwell?
Samwell? No, that's from Lord of the Rings.
Samwell Gamgee?
Yeah. Samwise. Whatever. The Tarly boy, right?
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say about him.
Was right. Samwell Tarly. You're thinking of Samwise Gamgee.
Samwell.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got it. Same thing.
But I do have another example.
Yeah.
Asa. Asa. I don't know any of these characters' names.
I don't either.
It seems like she's not going to tell anyone about the fact that she sees freaking numbers in her eyeballs, right? It seems like she's going to be like, let me see if I can write this one out. You follow her for like 5 minutes just having freaking numbers in her face and you're like, dude, go to the doctor. Tell somebody. What's happening? Yeah,
right.
And then they jump ahead like maybe a day because they're at night and they're at the bar. And she goes, oh, yeah, my neurologist is like, I'm like, what? I could have seen that. Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that part.
She obviously doesn't want to come off as like crazy and saying things like, I see numbers in my head or whatever. But still, it's like when you're a scientist, you would think, there's like a different angle to this or people you can trust or something. Dude, this reminded me, you just reminded me that this is like what happened in Madam Web. So Madame Web gets a weird feeling because she starts to see the future. She starts to like do that thing or go back in time and relive a moment when there's going to be danger, you know? So it's like her warning system or whatever. she has so many warnings of things happening that she just goes, what? Wait, what's happening? Yeah, yeah. And it's like to the point where, no, dude, just get on board with this thing and let's go. Like,
She's like a character from Final Destination.
Yeah. It's probably my favorite thing about the movie is just how long it takes for her to get. It's like the first half of the movie is getting on board with the premise of what your power is and how you can use it to help people, you know? Oh, God.
Yeah. In most superhero movies, it's maybe a 10-minute montage of the hero learning to use their powers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got somebody that comes along to be like, oh, yeah, you can do this thing. And she finds the book her mom wrote. But again, that's like halfway.
She studying spiders in the Amazon when she died or something?
Yeah, and her name is Webb. I heard something like her last name is Webb, if you must know.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
I mean, come on.
Maybe we need to do Madam Webb for fun.
You know what? Maybe we don't, Dan. Maybe we don't.
How did this guy made should do that, though, forever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't jumped all over it. Maybe because it's not streaming.
Oh,
because
they're also working their way through 50 Shades of Grey series right now, so that's funny.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, after that. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Chinese satellite dish kills birds.
Yep. Well, that's not on purpose. That just happens.
That evil satellite. No, they... but also that signal is evil? No.
I think it's just powerful. I think it's just very strong and screws up the birds.
Got you. Okay.
Dan, do you think that the aliens are mad that we've gotten too far in science?
Oh, interesting.
I mean, believe that's what's happening because thank God Wong shows up.
Yes.
Holy crap. What a salve for this show.
He's our ground wire, dude.
He really is.
He's like connecting us literally to the earth and holding our feet to the ground.
Oh, and he isn't taking any of these scientists' shit.
Yeah.
He's telling them how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's great. I wish I could just watch that show. That show would be
You're
good.
Absolutely right.
And that then one, he goes around and we sees didn't know everybody. Any, like, okay.
But he is learning. He's like a few steps ahead than them on a few things. Yeah. Like he's aware of the numbers. He's like, he's pretty on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm curious like his connection too, because it will probably work backwards maybe with how he came to, you know what I'm saying? As we connect dots, we realize like the dots that he's already connected. And so.
Well, because who does he work for?
Who does number two work?
No, number two is not a number.
Who does number two work for? That's a bad joke.
Was that not from The Prisoner?
No, I don't think so. That's from Austin Powers.
They have to have been making a Prisoner reference, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Who does he work for? He's been fired by all the agencies in the world.
They made a point of that. That was pretty cheesy.
Yeah. So do we know who he works for? We don't, right?
He goes to report to. Does he report to what's his name? He reports to Sir Davos.
Oh shoot! It is Sir Davos.
That's right. Reports to Sir Davos.
Oh my god!
I saw he came on screen and I was like, "Sir, you have too many fingers."
Yeah. And you. What's the other weird thing? Didn't he have another picket?
Well, he's the Onion Knight. I like that he was called the Onion Knight.
Oh, I don't remember that, really.
There's a whole reason why, and I forgot why. The Onion Knight means something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, such a good one of my favorites.
Holy shit.
It's weird to see him in like normal clothes, in like a suit.
I didn't reckon. I didn't place it. I was like, that guy looks familiar as shit, but I don't know where from. Yeah.
It makes sense that that Weiss and Benioff can pull some of their Game of Thrones friends over.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Those are the high points plus Wong, I'd say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we get more of that.
I love Wong's strange back and forth with his partner. Like he's like his boss, but they have like a very casual relationship.
Right.
But it's still very clear that Wong will like dress him down whenever necessary.
Yeah.
Like he would just it's a strange little relationship. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. The opening credits made a note. Did not like the Westworld style. Opening credits, that was just very lackluster. Doesn't really help anything.
We have not really talked about the Alien Planet video game stuff yet, but it was nice to learn what those weird bodies were. And not an entirely unsatisfying an answer.
No.
The way it happens is very low-budge sci-fi original. Like the little rolled-up bodies.
Right, yeah.
but the concept is cool.
Very cool. Very cool. The idea of like pulling your, if it happens fast enough that you basically dehydrate yourself, mm-hmm. in the sun, then you can survive at a future date. Yeah.
They put you away and then they'll rehydrate you. Do you remember Batman 66's movie?
I mean, of it. I don't, yeah. The, I know of but it.
But some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. You know, the famous Adam West is running around with a giant bomb right. and everywhere he turns, there's something adorable, like yeah. like a bunch of nuns and like moms with baby strollers.
Yeah.
And like he turns to throw it in the water and there's some baby ducks like floating right. in the water.
Oh,
and
I have
like,
seen that scene. Just,
that's very famous.
Yeah, that's famous. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, in that movie, the villains team up to, I think it's the UN or some fake UN.
Uh-huh.
They basically go to the UN and they shoot them with these lasers that turn them into like piles of dust, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're dehydrated. Right. And then at the end of the movie, they just add water to them and they uh-huh. like pop back out. But they like screwed up the dust. So they yeah. all speak the wrong languages.
Oh, it's very that's fun. Funny.
That's very fun.
Wow. There was only but one yeah. movie, right? Only one Batman movie.
Mm-hmm. 66 yeah. only got one.
Got you. Tangential?
That was it. That was fun.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. They rolled up bodies. That's right.
That was my random.
She calls herself Copernicus in the game, who I did not look up. I'm trying to remember. There's something with astronomy, right? And Copernicus?
Copernicus, yeah. He's an astronomer.
Is there anything
I
else?
I looked it up because yeah. I also didn't understand. Oh, I'm sorry. The best thing that happened. The best thing that happened was... was a result of the first girl goes into the game. I don't know what her name is.
The one that killed herself.
No. Oh. I'm sorry. The one we watch go into the game.
Oh, okay.
Jin goes into the game.
Uh-huh.
That guy tells her that she needs a better name, right? Like, that's yeah, not a good enough right. name. You need a better
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
So then when the Tarly child goes into the game and that guy tells him his name is bad, he just punches him in the face. Because when they said that to Jin, I was like, Jin, punch him in the face. Who's this fool telling you that right. your name isn't good enough?
Yeah.
So when Tarly did that, I was like, hell yeah. That's awesome.
That's funny. I think I wasn't paying attention for a second, so I just saw somebody get punched, and I was like,
oh,
I didn't know what...
That whole scene is so much fun, because, like, there are people, like, I listened... Oh, what is her name? The three-name lady from How Did This Get Played? The comedian lady, I forget.
Yeah.
Heather Ann Campbell. Heather Ann Campbell, like, it's funny to hear the other two hosts talk about how they play games normally, and uh-huh. then Heather Ann Campbell plays it as chaotically as possible. If the more freedom they give you, the more she will try to break the game.
Right.
And I was thinking, that's probably how this dude plays. Like, he's probably a guy who goes, let's see how far I can get away with stuff in this game.
Absolutely. And especially because he almost got choked out and he went back in. Like, I don't know if I'd go back into a place where...
Oh, no, he got his head chopped off. He got his head chopped off.
Oh, did he get his whole... Oh, that's right. And he just felt his neck.
The girl has a big samurai sword.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But he gets his own copy at the end of the second episode.
But, okay.
Or middle.
Did he get his own helmet? Is that what you're saying? Did he get his own helmet?
Yeah, he did. He got a little white box with his name on it, and it was real fancy looking. So I got out.
Oh, okay.
And it said,
okay.
"We invite you to," and then in slightly bigger letters, play.
And we don't know who this is from.
That seems like gaslighting. That seems like you're not playing, and that's why they're making such a like it's play, which is just a joke from Ender's Game, right?
I don't know. Remind me.
Ender's Game is they're training to be
the
like
kids, right?
commanders. They're training uh-huh. the kids to be commanders in a stellar space war.
Mm.
And then this one kid is so amazing, Ender. He's so amazing that he kills like all of the, like a billion of the other species uh-huh. in one training match.
Right.
And then they reveal, none of these have been training matches. Yeah. They've all been
the
real war.
Right,
yeah.
right. Yes. I like that. Okay. So you said that you think that the VR game is playing like, in some other reality.
I am establishing that I think this guess is wrong.
Okay. And I'll say why, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we see a guy controlling the game, what seems like live programming. He's live programming the game or monitoring something within the game. Do you know what I'm talking about?
When do we see that?
There's a guy in a room. We pull out. So there's an image that goes to like, it's the end of a gin scene. Conclusion of one of their scenes, we pull out, this guy is sitting with all these monitors that are different images from the game, Oh, and okay. We go to his eyeball. We see like this. It's like a white dude, whatever. We don't know him from anything else. And he seems like
I didn't register with me that was happening. So
yeah, that's the only thing.
It
that
seems
I'm
like we weren't really paying enough attention to this. Right?
Yeah, I think we were dipping in and out. That's for
it
sure.
Sounds like it.
I think we've talked about this in the past. If I'm on my phone and I'm getting distracted easily, I am not invested, and there's something psychologically going on that I'm like not completely with this thing. And yeah, it kept happening to me because I like to take notes. I like to be involved. Even if I tell myself that and I'm not doing it, it's something's going on. So yeah.
I can definitely see this. We're not wrapping up yet, but I did want to mention because of the way that this show does kind of it acts as if it has big things to say, but then it says them in very simple and kind of dumb ways sometimes. Totally. This is very much a second screen experience for me. This is like, I can have this on in the background while I'm doing something else.
Which it probably is not a good choice, and it actually might make you hate this thing because, maybe. You know what I'm saying? There's like enough maybe details in there, but it's like the details aren't really adding up to a lot, so therefore...
They don't.
Either way, I'm probably not going to be satisfied, and so... Maybe I don't want to devote my time.
The way that they talk, you know how like in movies and TV shows, sometimes people who very obviously know what they're talking about still explain things to each other so that the audience can hear it?
Right, right.
This is like the opposite of that. They like talk about science in such vague terms that it seems like each of them is trying to trick the other one into thinking he knows what he's talking about. Like it's so even it's the best exemplified by the way that they're showing each other that physics is quote unquote broken with those wiggles that I was talking about, just some 7 or 8 random lines on a screen moving around. They're but that should be impossible, but it's happening, you know? And it's like, so you're telling the audience, listen, this science is way above you, so don't even worry about it. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, probably like, is, but I don't care. Try.
Yeah, and why am I investing in this thing if I'm not buying the scientists that are giving us the facts and trying to, which obviously part of it is, that they don't understand and maybe they're not supposed to be that smart, but still it's like, if we're following all these young scientists, then I feel like to especially be on board, I need that to believe them.
And they have like great relationships and really like collaborative like meetings, even when they're just hanging out.
Yeah.
And yet whenever one of them like encounters something like impossible, they like hold it to themselves for way too long or completely. As opposed to people who get deep and investigate like Wong. And I'm going to tell you right now, the coolest thing Wong did was figure out that the woman who was not in the video was scrubbed, because you can tell that she lights the cigarette. That was cool. That was freaking cool. I like that scene a lot.
That's fun. Because then that's asking more fun questions that we're curious about,
because you know what that did when that girl wasn't there and she was talking to nobody. It made me think of the OA. Do you remember the OA?
I know of it, but I've never seen it, but I know people that were really, really into that show.
That's fine. I'm not saying it's a good or a bad show.
For sure.
But to me, when I started watching it, when I was watching the trailers and stuff, I was sold a mystery show with maybe some light sci-fi elements. It ended up being a religious allegory, which is not something I'm interested in. So some of this show, that girl just talking to her and not really being there, the talk of God, quite a bit of talk of God throughout a couple of these episodes, I started to feel like it was going to like bait and switch me like that again. But then Wong very expertly gives an explanation that is entirely scientific. This was scrubbed. The black dude, I forget his name as well.
I know. I got it right here too.
Saul, with his theory that, listen, the Hubble didn't see the stars blink. The, what's the new one? The Webb didn't see the stars blink.
Right.
And then he says a couple of other ones. And I'm like, yeah. And so he goes, so it's a scam. It was a trick.
Right.
And I'm like, awesome. That's cool. He calls it a scientists.
Fake. Yeah.
A deep fake was a great way to say it. Yeah. That was a really interesting way to say it.
So people can understand, like normie people.
Yeah. They played a fake sky for us.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Right, right.
Cool.
That's very interesting. Yeah, and then they're doing a Morse code too. Like they're blinking like countdown
and
clock
but,
stuff.
But using like a old breakfast cereal toy, which... I'm assuming we're going to find out was placed there on purpose, right? Like,
right.
Like back in whenever that serial decoder thing was placed in those boxes, it was meant to decode something special.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. When she held it up, did we see, what did that do? Did it do something? Do we remember?
No, it was just as decoder. Like, do you remember when she said in
hold it
shows
up to the sky? Like, look to the sky and hold it up or something. She was told.
Oh,
that.
I think maybe just to like do the math right away. Oh, okay. Instead of looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up.
Oh, got you. Okay.
But yeah, you know how like in A Christmas Story is the first place I thought the decoder ring, the famous cereal box of cereal gift that kids from the 50s got.
Right.
Yeah, it would be like a little ring with a with dials on it, and then you'd watch a TV show, and they would give you a secret message, and with the little dial, you could figure out what the message said, and that's what it was.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty neat.
And it's fine.
Now, are we gonna see them go put that there, or is it gonna be like Lost's polar bear? Just you know, weird, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm really curious. Yeah. Especially with just 8 episodes, not a lot of real estate. So let's see here.
I also got some Last Starfighter vibes from the video game. You know, like they're sending that game out into the world. Maybe the conquering aliens are on their way, but that video game is meant to get us ready, like to fight against them.
Right.
Could be. And let's remember that. The three body problem is the book. Three Body Problem is the show. The Three Body Problem is part of a larger series,
right?
Much like the Game of Thrones. So, like the first season of Game of Thrones wasn't Game of Thrones; it was just the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So, much like a lot of the ideas that we're kicking around right now, those are like the ideas at the beginning of Game of Thrones, by the end we were working on a much bigger scale.
Right?
Like that's early stuff seemed like trivial compared to where we ended up.
Right.
So, I think this show could kind of go in a similar direction.
Yeah. I could see that. Because I'm curious. Does this season represent that book? Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know that it goes book to season or anything like that. I don't.
Yeah.
In fact, I was reading some of the synopsi. I'm gonna say on Wikipedia for the Chinese show.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what the first two episodes of the Wikipedia entries for what happens in each episode are huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading what happens in the first two episodes, and it's very different. Like, it seems like they're mixing and matching parts of the book to like. Tell the story in a particular way.
Yeah.
But like the stuff in the 70s during the Cultural Revolution, that's not in the first episode at all of the Chinese series.
Oh,
they don't even go back then.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious. So, yeah. I'm curious to see, to know if those differences make that show like really way more engrossing in some way, you know? Curious. Mm. Yeah.
I have one more note in my notes. Mm-hmm. Not a lot. I didn't take a lot here. I actually have some random stuff at the top.
It's all on you, dude.
You're tapped out.
I cleared out. Yep.
Yep. I don't have much left. So obviously the oncoming storm, winter is coming. That's the aliens or whatever spoke from away, right? Uh-huh.
What episode is that?
I'm saying the.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying the aliens that are coming.
Yeah.
That's like the winter is coming, right? That's the same idea as Game of Thrones.
I like that.
There's a far off monster that will be here someday.
Mm-hmm.
I had the very fun idea that it was a fake, that was a deep fake, that it's a very weak civilization who just has a lot of parlor tricks that they're trying to do to us, which would be a fun thing, but I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But here's a real question. The aliens on their way are the oncoming storm. That's one of the names of the doctor from Doctor Who. But we're going to have villains here on Earth. Who do you think the villains on Earth are?
Mm. Yeah, I mean...
because I have two ideas, but I'll tell you one and then you tell me what you think.
Okay.
Davos.
Yes.
We want Wong to be the good guy so bad that it would be a bummer if he was working for the bad guy.
Right.
Right? What do you think?
Yeah.
What? How about you? You got an idea for who the human villain may be?
No, that's who I was going to... I mean, the obvious one that they're trying to tell us is Jonathan Pryce, right? The oil baron guy. But that seems too obvious.
And generally a kind of villainous looking dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I have a soft spot for him because he played, another reference to the Crown. He plays the older. Remember, we just talked about our buddy.
Chuckles?
Chuckles. What's his name from the last show? What do we? Manhunt. The guy, the main guy in Manhunt, right? Oh, that we just talked about.
Wait, the totally main. Oh, yeah. Also from Game of Thrones.
Oh God, Jesus! These run deep. Yeah. Anyway, so Jonathan Pryce.
The Riverlands. He's from the Riverlands. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think him maybe. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, but you're right. Maybe we do have to have some kind of a.
Oh, for sure. There's going to be somebody on this side, and that's here's. I almost gave it away who my second choice is because I was going to say there's got to be someone on this side who is doing things that are going to hurt humanity. Then I was going to say possibly helping the aliens. Uh-oh, who might that be, Dan? I don't see a lot of remorse coming from that older lady. I see her being like, "Huh, interesting.
Right,
this is happening."
Ooh, there's.
I think
an
she
image.
Might be secret villain.
Yeah, I could totally see it. There's an image of her on IMDb. One of the first four photos here is like her sitting in a circle, like looking like she's like meditating as an older lady on a on a white circle or a lit up circle. So yeah, okay, that's an ominous kind of image. The other one I'll just stick out there is that guy, the cancer guy. I wonder if somehow. I don't know.
Oh,
like,
you sure?
Like he has nothing to live for, and then he'll find a way. Like it's not like he's trying to be a villain, but he ends up villainous maybe or something.
I think that the show wouldn't go there just because they give him a real pathetic bump, you know? Like,
yeah, I can see
it
that.
It feels like it would be like kicking a puppy to turn him into the villain, you know?
Right. That totally could be. Yeah.
All right. So, Dan, at the end of all this nonsense, do you think that you'll continue to watch this television program?
I would like to say I would. I think
it seems like it's gonna be on the zeitgeist for a while. People are gonna be talking about this.
Yeah, and like knowing that the reviews for episode 5 are really, really good.
Oh.
I'm curious to get there. I think I mentioned, that's the highest ranked episode, Judgment Day, episode 5. So,
ooh, good name. Things called Judgment Day are pretty cool.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, they're gonna get all of us nostalgia heads from the 90s for sure. Yeah.
From either Terminator 2 or was there other stuff called Judgment Day?
Well, it was Judgment Night.
That had a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
What a good soundtrack.
Yeah. Judgment Day. Yeah, I don't know. But it sounds fun.
Anyways.
Who knows? It went up to 10 on the popularity meter of IMDb.
You're gonna try to make it to Judgment Day?
I would like to do that. That would be, I think, cool. We're 2 in, 3, 4, 5.
How many is it for the whole season?
Like, what's that?
What's the whole season?
8 total.
Okay, so 6 out of 8. You're almost at the end. You might as well finish it.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, let's say if I make it to 5, then I'll commit. I'll say that. That's what I feel like I'm going to lean towards. Yeah.
Well, sometime in the future on this very podcast, you can learn whether or not Dan finished the show. I will give it one more episode, my standard 3, and then I'll probably bail unless later on I hear that it's very good and then I'll come back because I'll be 3 episodes in. I'll be like, hey, I'm invested enough.
Yeah, or maybe if I feel like, watch this episode because it's like cool and then that's just do that and whatever.
Instead, Dan.
Yeah.
I have been watching an actual sci-fi original.
Oh, really?
I have been watching Resident Alien.
Oh, cool. Dude, I've heard so many people talking about this because it's streaming everywhere now.
It's pretty good.
I liked it. I saw the first season. Really liked
it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Tudyk was great.
What's that?
I knew Tudyk was going to be great.
Yeah.
No. But the minor characters are so much fun.
Yeah.
The main girl's friends are the best.
Yeah.
I can listen to them talk shit to each other.
In the bar
when they're just absolutely ripping savagely into each other and we'll turn on a dime. You want to go bowling? Yeah, let's go bowling. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. What I'm curious, did you finish first season or not? Not yet.
No, halfway through.
I'm curious if you get to what you think of the like second season, because I haven't gone that far, because I was just like, I don't know, I just don't feel like I need to right now, but
I could see it being like you see a season of it and you're like, I got it, that was the joke.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Yeah, but
you know what gives me that most
actually
and I think it's still going.
Yeah,
you know what gives me the most feeling like that is the running gag of the little kid that can see him. That's the one where I'm like, ooh, this is gonna get real old.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they do something with it, though. If I remember something that's kind of cool. Like, he learns to use that as, like, a thing or whatever. Yeah. Mm,
that'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, if you want to watch a serious alien drama with a bunch of weird mysteries peppered in, three body problems there. But if you'd like to have a fun time with a goofy alien trying to pretend he's a human before he conquers us all and eats us, I don't know.
Yeah.
Resident Alien's a fun time.
All righty.
We'll all right, see ya. Dan, I think we're going to do probably upcomings next week, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff find out. If you want to figure out what's good in April, tune into that. Till then, adios.
Bye-bye.
Now, just watch.